Well, according to the USDA, 42% of Indiana's corn has been harvested. 65% of the state's soybeans are harvested. And joining us now is Rob Schumann with Specialty Hybrids. He's a field sales representative based out of Whitley County. And Rob, let's first talk about soybean harvest. How's that coming along so far? And how are soybean yields looking so far in northeastern Indiana?
What's been harvested has been as good or slightly better than expected based on kind of the dry conditions we dealt with and late in the growing season. Getting harvest rolling here has been kind of a struggle. The weather really hasn't cooperated. We had a difficult end to our growing season with the dry August that's impacted some things like seed size on the soybeans. So it seems like every time we start to get a nice window to work, we get another rain event moving in. So it's been a struggle so far.
In terms of corn yields, corn moisture levels, how are they looking in your neck of the woods?
The corn has been good. What little bit has been harvested, but it is very wet to date. So a lot of the moisture is in that 30 range so far, high 20s. And as far as yields, they've been solid. I'll say maybe not as good as last year, but very good yields to date. But it's been a very small percentage of the corn has been shelled in my area.
Rob, how about disease pressure, anthracnose and tar spot in corn, white mold and sudden death syndrome in soybeans? Are you hearing reports of any of that impacting yields so far in your area?
Yes, in certain areas. It's not widespread. It's hard to predict. And I heard from a grower yesterday who said it was 40 bushels different where the airplane was not able to get fungicide sprayed versus where it was sprayed. So I feel like spraying fungicide on corn and soybeans has just become part of production for anyone that wants to maximize yields.
Once again, Rob Schumann with Specialty Hybrids. He's based out of Whitley County and services northeastern Indiana. You can hear more of our conversation at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.